This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Listen on 94.1 on your radio in the free Odyssey app, or you can watch us on YouTube, streaming live every single day.
Of course, the YouTube chat. Oh, I got him, Ike!
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Yes, I'm not...
makes a lot of sense.
I will continue to thank the chatters for being there and remind you I will never see any of your chats.
Yeah.
A lot
of the chatters are concerned if anyone's looking at the chat.
Oh, well, you are.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Jack is.
Well, I look.
I'm terrified to look. Yeah. I can't. I can't.
Whatever. It's all fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the more and more you see of it,
it's true.
You know, true. You're like, well, if
it
the people,
becomes real,
yeah,
the, more and
the
more
people
you
on
see
Instagram
it.
Tell me I suck, and the people on Twitter tell me I suck, and the YouTube chat is like, what? And I have to remind myself every once in a while that we are on YouTube.
Yeah, I still forget.
Like, I don't think I've done anything that I would regret streaming live on video, but it is a big change.
Oh, yeah. Well, they give you a lot of credit for you're the only host that looks right at the camera.
Well, because it's right my eye. Yeah.
I was going to say, yes, it's right in his face.
Hey, I'm just telling you what the people say.
Thank you. Thank you, YouTuber.
That's right.
Yeah. I got to look at you to look at the camera, but then I'm talking to Spike over here.
Right. They give me, and my camera, I wonder if it'll do it. My camera moves automatically with me, I think.
It didn't do it.
They gave you the high-priced one.
Well, yeah, they tried to use it once before, and it didn't work.
Yeah, so. I think Morgenstern almost caught one of my these things. But,
oh, hanging yourself?
Yeah, but he got the camera off quickly.
Sometimes when Jack doesn't like the call, he will visually... Let us know that he doesn't like the call, either by hanging himself with the phone cord, shooting the phone with an imaginary gun. Let's talk a little Phils before we get back to Convince
it's
Me Wednesday.
For the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Hey, coming in hot. Yep. Coming in hot. So the live...
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, I don't know if you saw this, sponsored. It's brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah, ringthebellbook.com. Listen,
it is.
I wrote a book. You know, yeah. you may think, wow, what an idiot. But...
Yep.
It's a pretty good book.
Yeah, buy it just to find Jack's errors.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yep.
He's spending the money anyway.
Yep.
They're just two struggling fathers trying to make it.
All right.
So, the lineup is out, Spike.
Oh.
Lefty on the mound tonight, Kyle Freeland.
You know what that means.
In his opening outing, he went six innings, shutout baseball, struck out seven.
Okay.
Traditionally, he's not very good.
What's the lineup, though?
Yeah, come on.
Lefty on the mound.
So the lineup is Trey Turner at leadoff.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so Trey's back. Trey's playing shortstop. Trey Harper, Boomer, Schwarber, Castellanos. Look at that.
Oh.
They put Casty above JT.
Yeah.
Just like we asked for. WIP Afternoon Show, keeping everyone accountable.
Good to see Rob use his eyes.
Yep.
Max Kepler in the seventh spot. Edmundo starting at second base tonight, so keep a hot bat in the lineup against the lefty. Stoddard out of the lineup.
Like it.
And Johan Rojas in center field over Brandon Marsh.
Yeah. You got to get Johan some.
He's got to play some.
Yeah, he's got to play some.
Get some swings in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were chasing the Johan, finding a place for Sosa. I feel like the whole first half of last year. I think it start when Trey got injured?
Well, because he had that 6-week tear.
Yep.
And then he kind of cooled off because they kept trying to find a way to get him in the lineup. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end of the year, that's when he went back to it was like almost a platoon between him and Stott because Stott was obviously really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Sosa's a good player to have.
Yes.
I think he's the best utility guy the Phils have ever had. Like, I know that Dobbs is great in 08, but that was more pinch hitty. You know, Bruntlett was good, but I think Sosa brings more to the plate.
Yeah. Greg Gross,
that's an old school one.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm always a Tomas Perez guy.
There you go,
Tomas,
the king of the pie after the game. I love Tomas.
Trying to think who would have been that guy on the '93 Phillies.
Well, because they had so many platoons, it was hard to really have one.
Yep.
Traditional guy.
Yeah,
but
I don't think they did.
Sosa's just a player that a good team has.
Yep, absolutely.
So I think it's interesting. There's been some big extensions around baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Merrill this morning, 9 years, 135.
Whoa.
A little surprising. He's a star. Like, you know, goes to 10 years over 200, but that's a pretty low deal.
Yeah, Crochet's was only, 130 over 6 years, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Christian Campbell, the Red Sox young player, he got extended like an hour ago. And I don't want him to take him out of the Vlad Guerrero thing, but I just think Schwarber is so important to this team. And I think you saw that. Don't give me the eye rolls. You're on YouTube.
But he can't go anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Well, he's the last year of a deal.
Okay, so then sign him.
Yeah, I want them to extend him.
Mm-hmm.
Extend Kyle Schwarber. JT, I'm fine letting play out the year, but I think Schwarber's, first off, he's off to a great start. Now, I know you could say, well, that's going to hurt the motivation because in a contract year, you want him to play great.
Yeah.
I just want to lock him up. Like, I don't even want to deal with the idea of him hitting free agency.
No, you don't want to deal with the idea that if something goes south, he's gone.
You mean like if he gets injured
or... Because at least if the extension is already done, you know he's here regardless. But the only thing that, like, if Schwarber plays, he's getting the extension at the end of the year.
Well, but unless he goes to free agency and someone wants to pay him there.
That's what I'm saying. I think the Phillies want Schwarber. It's just a number they need to agree on.
Well,
would you think it's the number or the years?
For him, it's probably the years.
Yeah, he probably wants four and they want to give him three.
Right? He's on 18 a year.
Yeah.
And maybe they're more on the 20 and he thinks he's maybe closer to 25.
Well, you mentioned
giving 25 3 years.
You mentioned Vlad Guerrero. I don't know. The last thing I read on Vlad Guerrero made me less optimistic that he's going to be a free agent. Like,
the Blue Jays and him seem like they're getting a little bit closer.
Yeah, and he seems like he wants to be there, and the general manager seems pretty confident. And he said he wasn't going to negotiate after spring training began, and they're clearly still negotiating.
Yeah.
So maybe they're waiting. Maybe they're waiting to see if he signs.
Guerrero.
Yeah. Maybe the Phillies don't want to commit any money if they want to keep the powder dry in case Guerrero's a free agent.
Back to the powder, huh?
Well, you got to keep the powder dry.
The sentiment is there with you, Jack. I want Schwarber back no matter what, whether they go get Vlad or not.
Like, yeah. I think he's really important. I mean, like, obviously the home run was great, but I like that he crossed home plate. The first guy pointed out was Edmundo. I just little things that Schwarber,
listen,
I think brings.
We are in an era, and I know money talks, so I'm not going to act like I'm dumb, like if money is what keeps these guys here. But there was a time when you couldn't get guys to come here. Guys couldn't wait to leave here.
Sure.
The guy wants to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a damn good baseball player.
Yeah.
He's a damn good player. So I don't see how they don't eventually find a way to work out a
number. Yeah, I'm not really stressed about him leaving. Yeah. I just want them to make it – I want them to lock in a little bit.
Yeah.
On Schwarber.
Here's where I would agree with you. If it was bothering him somehow, then I'd be like, put his mind at ease.
Yeah.
But it seems like he's handling it.
He's had a pretty good start to the year.
Yeah, it seems like he's handling it pretty good.
Also, from a negotiation standpoint, he has to look at this as the last. This is going to be his last big contract, you know, because he'll be 35 or whatever at the end of it. So, you know, maybe his number is a little too high. I don't know. We don't know what the negotiations
are. To Spike's point, though, Schwarber, if that's the case, Schwarber may feel like he wants to play out this year so that there is no question about the number that he wants. Because he puts up another 38, 40 home runs.
Yeah.
You need to give him what he's asking for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Braves are 0-5, another loss last night.
0-6.
0-6. Another loss for the Atlanta Braves. So not going well. And Ronaldo Lopez looks like he might be out for a couple months at the least. So I thought last year was a season from hell for the Braves with all their injuries, but they're right back to it. Profar and Ronaldo Lopez. ESPN released the top 100 players in baseball this year.
Oh.
Dodgers had 9.
That's it?
Feels like they should have maybe some more.
All right.
That's it?
Can we guess how many the Phillies have?
Sure.
Okay.
So, top 100.
Okay, so Wheeler's in there.
Wheeler.
Bryce is in there. Trey is in there.
Yeah, top 100 for sure. Schwarber's in there.
Schwarber's got to be in there. Chris Sanchez is probably got to be in there.
He's in there, yeah.
Oh, well, throw Knowles in there, too.
So that's five. Knowles is
definitely in there.
I don't know that anybody else. Cassianos wouldn't be in the top 100.
One more.
Bomer.
No. Nope.
One more. Oh, did they put JT in there?
They put JT in there.
99?
89.
Okay.
89. So the Phillies were tied with the Braves and Yankees for second most players in the top 100. They had 7.
Okay.
Wheeler was at 9.
Wow.
Harper was at 11.
Okay.
Trey was at 29. Nola, 45. Sanchez, all the way down to 79 after Knowles. And Schwarber, 81. Real Muto, 89.
Well, Sanchez just needs a better resume.
Yeah, he's still underrated all throughout baseball.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. And then final thing here, I thought this was interesting. You know, we've been talking about a lot of the changes to the team this year, taking it more seriously. You know, one of the aspects, I guess, is the daycare, and if it's done, Bryson Stott talked about that before the game the other day.
So on the broadcast, you mentioned the daycare. The daycare officially graduated? Is this it?
I don't know. No more waters, but... We'll be out there for the walk-offs and cool games, but I think we're going to put that on the shelf for a little bit.
whose call was that to put the daycare on the shelf?
Me and Marsh were kind of just like, should we do it, should we not do it? And then we didn't do it the first day, so I was like, I guess we're not doing it. So we weren't told by anyone else to not do it, but I guess we'll try something new this year and see how that goes.
He sounds bummed. To be honest with you, it sounds like he wants to do it. But yeah, look, everybody grow up a little bit, right? I mean, you can't be the daycare when you're
almost 30.
When you're almost 30, right, Jack?
Get over the top. Well, what does that mean?
I'm just saying.
Do you think I'm out of daycare WIP?
Well, you kind of are. At one point, you were.
I'm in the transition period.
Oh, right.
And let's be honest. Do we really need to see gum and seeds and water thrown on the players?
No.
Well, the thing is, it's like, dude, when you win a regular game 8-1, we don't need to do all the shenanigans. When you win a walk-off.
A walk-off, sure.
Yeah.
Who's in the WIP daycare?
Let's see. Morgenstein.
Yes.
Buzz.
Well, see, keeping Buzz in the daycare?
Well, Buzz is pushing 30, right?
He's 26.
Okay, all right.
25, 26.
Yeah, Buzz is daycare.
Me and Fran are the same age, which feels ridiculous.
Well, then Fran can't be in daycare.
But he kind of still acts like a
daycare. Yeah.
Like, yeah, he feels like a daycare guy.
He better be careful. He's going to be like Stubbs. Oh.
Well, what's AAA here?
Yeah, I don't know. What is it?
Yeah. Overnight.
Anybody else there? Oh, Deep Voice.
Luke. Deep Voice Luke. Justin DeRozio, maybe.
Yep.
DeRozio's in there.
Yeah. Lou.
Lou.
Louis. Yeah, Lou's daycare. Yeah.
Caleb. Got Caleb here last night.
Caleb. Do I know Caleb?
Caleb Flieger? He looks like me.
I heard you bring him up. I didn't even see him.
He looks like me, but in better shape. He played Division III basketball, so he sucks compared to me, but...
Hold on, that's not the one we work with on the pregame show.
Yeah, him.
Oh, yeah, I know Caleb.
Yeah.
Then I know him. I just
always call him Lil Fritz. I always call him Fritz Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he looks like Fritz?
Oh, yeah, he does look like Jack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Especially
at first glance.
Yeah, like I think me and TK are stuck between the old guard and not the daycare. Like, we're the Bowman Stott.
Well, TK's been here longer than I've here.
Time, man.
I know. His age is.
Yeah.
Well, TK was here when I was here.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find a way to. Like, me, Porter.
Now, Porter was old. Daycare, but he's not,
he's
daycare,
not daycare anymore.
Anymore.
You're not daycare anymore. All these guys were here before you.
You can't be daycare
not
with kids.
I am.
You want to be, though.
You guys are attacking me. I'm on your side.
Last question.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Is Elliot in the WIP daycare?
Yeah, and
he
Seltzer?
Wants to be in the daycare.
The twirl?
Yes.
Yeah. Elliot and Seltzer, where are they at?
Seltzer wants to be in the daycare. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you convinced the Eagles are going to be as good as they were last year this year? 52% say no on Convince Me Wednesday.
I didn't convince anybody.
No. But no one's convinced me either. So, so there hasn't been a time.
I would love to know what it would take to convince you.
Well, I just think it's on paper, it's clear they're not as good next year. It's clear. It was already clear.
It's pretty obvious.
And then the tush push thing happening, it's just like another thing. Death by 1,000 cuts. 215-592-9494. John and Conshohocken, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Johnny.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up? Hey, go back real quick to Any Given Sunday. I got a funny story. I met one of the guys who was like an extra in the movie, but he played on the team. And I met him because I was I was in an Uber, and I'm talking, hey, what do you do? He's like, well, sometimes I act. You know, I was in this one movie, Any Given Sunday.
Ah.
I'm like, what?
Oh, so he was a player on the Sharks.
Oh, he was one of the players.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He was a non-athlete player, like an extra.
Right.
He had one or two lines. So I was like, well, oh, wow, who were you? He's like, well, he's like, you might have seen me in the scene in the shower. I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
You guys remember?
Oh, he was one of the guys.
Well, yeah, listen. Do you remember the scene is LT is like messing with the players in the shower?
Yeah.
He has like a baby alligator.
Yes. Yes.
And like throws. So the guy was in that scene.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And he was driving your Uber. That's funny. Did he live here? Was an Uber here or was he an LA guy?
No, it was Philly.
Wow. How about it?
Yeah, he played the, if I have it right, he played the kicker on the team.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, really?
And he's like, I'll tell you what, man. He's like, those showers are cold. It was a hard day.
Ah.
Hard day. That hammer is real.
Yeah.
Real.
We've all used that excuse, buddy. We've all used that excuse.
Yeah.
All right.
So in terms of the tush push, I mean, it's funny. I think I talked to you guys 3 years ago. At the end of the first season, they started using it all the time.
Yeah.
I remember that call.
Get banned, you know. Are we really going to call this tush push? Can we come up with a better name that doesn't have the word tush in it? Like, what's going on?
Well, people tried brotherly shove.
They tried brotherly shove. It didn't catch on.
Nah, tush push. Everybody likes tush push better.
Yeah, I was a fan of the brotherly shove terminology of it. It just didn't stick. But anyway, so the question becomes for you, Spike, if you look at situations like this, Tom Brady, Deflategate, mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, Spygate,
mm-hmm.
these guys, Ike's right, Jack's right, they just come back like angrier and hungrier and even more motivated. So if we get some of that effect, which I believe we will with Jalen, you know, he's not that far away, I think, mentally from Brady where he's still
he is, like
in.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, this is what he does. This
what
is
he does.
You guys are going to make me so throw up.
Yeah, I know. It is sickening.
Well, yeah. Listen, you just named the best quarterback of all time, the best basketball player of all time. Can we relax?
Listen.
Yeah.
Brady wasn't. Well, everyone said he was a cheater when we found out he was deflating footballs on purpose.
Well, he was.
And then he's deleting evidence.
But here's the thing, John. The Brady and Belichick, when they were accused of these things, they did fight back. Like there was not just this. Well we'll be mad next year.
But there's no fighting back if you get caught destroying evidence for something you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Yes.
Well,
this is totally different. It's out in the open. We're doing it. We've been doing it. It's out in the open. So there's no question of legality. The question of the aesthetics versus can you stop it? These types of things are sort of like on the side of the conversation.
Well, the aesthetics thing, real quick, John, the aesthetics thing is ridiculous. As if a regular quarterback sneak is amazing to watch, and it's just that everybody huddles around the television to watch a regular quarterback sneak. But the tush push, everybody's like, no, that doesn't look good. It's like there are plenty of plays in football that don't look good. So
I totally agree. Yeah. Not every play is going to look great or be exciting. And,
right.
And the injury thing, we know, like you call this, like you're like, the guys are lying. Like they're not saying, well, we think maybe there probably could be injury. It's like, no, there's no evidence of that. And unless I have it wrong with the Super Bowl, like nobody ever got hurt on that play. So that is just a lie. They're just saying that to, you know, follow that narrative they want us to believe. And which then kind of goes back to what we're saying overall, I think, because I'm with Ike and Jack on this. It's like, if you guys want to take it away, take it away. Who cares? We're better than the team. It's not who we are. We don't need the tush push. We use it because it gives us a slight competitive edge, just like all these other teams do in sports. And if it's within the, you know, rules of the game, then you're golden.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not in the rules of the game, you might lose some draft picks when you get caught with it. I
don't want to lose any advantage I have in a league where games are closer than they've ever been. We had a bunch of close games last year, and who knows if the tush push decides one of them or not. You know, it doesn't have to. I hear what you're saying, and I agree that it does. And I said this yesterday. It doesn't take the Eagles from a 14 win to a 12 win team.
Right.
A 12 win, but to say that it can't cost you a game. I don't think that the play has to be in a crucial moment of the game to cost you the game. It could cost you the game in the second quarter, right?
No.
Well, sure could.
No.
It could be a third and one that would normally have led to a touchdown, or fourth and one. You don't get that touchdown, and the game changes completely.
Two more whole quarters to play.
I know, but it could change.
You don't lose games in the first half.
Sometimes you do.
Well, yeah, if you're getting blown out, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just...
You can always play that with every close game, unless it's like the last game of the... Or last play of the game. You know, it's a push type, or fourth and inches.
Yeah!
Game, goal line. Then that's the play that either determine the winner or the loser.
In that case,
back to the topic real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a play that you want your team motivated on? It's fourth and inches. So we're good. We're good.
I hate that Convince Me Wednesday has gone to Ike and Jack convinced everybody this isn't a big deal.
Why do you hate that?
Yeah, why do you hate that?
Because it's not what the show was about today, and it's not true. John, next question today in honor of Val Kilmer. Give us a show. The violins were gone for a while. All of a sudden, the violins are back. The Oscar music is back.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. John, in honor of Val Kilmer today, why don't you give us a leading man.
Did anyone say Brad Pitt? Like,
that's mine. It's a terrible answer.
That's mine.
Did anyone say BG? Are we allowed to name Eagles?
Yes.
Wow.
What?
BG's a leading man?
BG.
All right.
The show's off the rails.
Yeah. BG.
He's a leading man?
He's not a leading man. He's a football player. We're talking about Hollywood stars or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Leading men. We're not taking athletes, and we're not taking front men of a rock band. That's a front man. An athlete's not a leading man.
Not a leading man.
Come on.
You all right in there?
Well, it's just like Convince Me Wednesday is off the rails. Next question is off the rails. I got to talk to Broads next, who's got an attitude. And I have a bone to pick with Broads, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's really excited for this one.
Yeah.
Mish Call's been playing well.
Well, yeah. But Broads, I'm not going to say exactly what it is.
Oh.
But Broads did something that Flyers fans are famous for doing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And
uh-oh.
It's just, I actually think it is, it's so distasteful.
Oh, God.
It is. I don't like this guy at all, to be quite honest with you. The fact that he has the belt is bothering me. The Broads, the fact that we've given him a segment on
a weekly segment
on the show.
Started.
Well, you mentioned TK. TK doesn't have a weekly segment on the show. Why not?
Thank God.
Well,
who would that be?
What are you miserable about?
Yeah. Yeah, what's grinding my gears with TK? Thursdays at 3:30. All right, 215-592-9494.
Teeks, you know I love you, man. I love you, Teeks.
He just said, it was the natural. You got to say something when something like that happens. It's Convince Me Wednesday. Convince me the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year. And next question today is give us a leading man in honor of Val Kilmer. Flyers in 50 with Rhodes is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And maybe I'm too good for you. Do you believe in life after love? Such a good tune, man. Every time you play it, Jack.
Man, imagine Elliot in the 80s.
Oh,
the hand twirls.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this feels like a wedding song.
Yes.
Used to be, though. I think it's not still in weddings.
Well, I'm sure it's not still being.
Well, hold on. Don't Stop Believing. I feel like it's still a big wedding song.
Yeah, but that is an all-time wedding song.
Yeah.
Hold on. Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Also an all-time wedding song.
Dude, I'll get on the dance floor for that song. You kidding me?
The thing you can't do with Don't Stop Believing in the wedding is play it too early. You can't play it.
Right.
You have to wait
it's
for
be
the
later.
Spot.
Yes.
Because it's the peak. Everything after Don't Stop Believing gets worse.
True.
It goes down.
True.
Can't be too early. Can't be too late when people are too drunk.
Right.
It's got to be right
it's
at the height.
It's got to be when everybody's ready to sing along and go along. Yeah, you're right.
That's the difference between a good wedding band / DJ and one that is not quite as good.
You got to know what you're doing. No, you're
knowing
right.
The spot.
You
knowing
do.
The spot.
Oh, man. Knowing the spot. That's a good thing to start a marriage off.
Yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
There it is. All right. It is Wednesday at 3:30, which means, as the official Flyer show in Philadelphia, the show that helped get Torts fired, thanks to 100 Brody, it is Flyers in 50 with Broads. What's up, Broads?
Let's puck it up, baby. You ready to get pucked up?
Oh, God. Well, before
he is sickening since he got the belt.
Yeah, since you've been holding the belt. Can I ask you something before you Flyers in 50? Because I saw something from you that if I could rip the belt from you after I saw this, I wanted to do it. Flyers fans have this thing where they're obsessed with the Sixers. Like, they're obsessed with why people like basketball. They complain about the NBA. It's only Flyers fans.
Right.
One guy told me once when I first got tattooed, I was 17 years old. He said, you know what the difference between people with tattoos and people who don't have tattoos? He said, people who have tattoos don't care about the people who don't. And that is what goes on with Flyers fans. Sixers fans don't walk around going, why are you watching hockey? Never. Basketball fans don't ever do that. And I see this tweet from you. Have you watched 1 second of Sixers basketball in the last 2 weeks? Broads, how many people do you think have watched 1 second of Flyers hockey in the last 2 weeks?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Matvei Michkov, or as Ike likes to call him, Meat-off.
Yeah.
Significantly more entertaining.
Nobody.
Edwards.
That's right.
Nobody really cares, Broads, right now.
Oh, man.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. And truth be told, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Spike.
Yeah.
I truthfully forgot the Sixers were on until I got hit with a couple things on my timeline. So I was genuinely curious people were still tuning in. Hockey thing. I mean that. Yeah. I do. From the bottom of my heart.
I believe you.
As a hockey guy, why don't you tell me how much you like the college guys play as opposed to the NBA? Why don't you empty the whole clip of all the things that hockey people say about people that like basketball? Empty the clip.
I like hoops. I'm a hoopsman.
You can't be a hoop head and a kind of puck head.
Yeah.
But you can. I'm going to do Sixers in 60 next year. Yeah. I'm doing it. I don't give a damn what you say.
All right.
It's our show.
Yeah.
Well, I make the guy the belt. By the way, speaking
for now,
of the belt.
Yeah, Elliot's coming for it.
Oh, damn it. You read my mind.
Yeah.
Now, what are the betting odds, you think? Because, hold on, there's two things here. Because I'm sweating about it that night.
Yeah.
Elliot got pooped on, which is a big deal.
Yep.
And that Sean McDermott, no joke.
The Sean McDermott thing.
Sean McDermott, I'm sorry.
Yep.
But still, I mean, is that as powerful as firing somebody? I don't think so.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, it doesn't come until 4:30, but what, or 4:30 on Friday, rather, the belt. But what I told you on Friday when you got it, and I'll remind you now, you have to do something to keep the belt. You know, especially when somebody like Elliot is coming for your throat. The way he's, in fact, Ike's rant 10 minutes ago about the tush push and everybody being a baby, I could have the friggin'.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
I could have the belt.
Like 45 minutes.
I don't look like that, Fritz.
Well, I don't know how many minutes ago.
He said 10 minutes, so it was 45 minutes ago.
Well, I don't know.
Just wanted everyone to lock in. That's all. There's nothing about the rant. I agree with the rant.
It might have been 20 minutes ago.
Let the man cook.
Okay.
He's making a great point. I'm talking about you. I'm with you, Spike, on this.
I'm just saying Ike might have the belt. If the belt was awarded right now, Ike might get the belt. Elliot might get the belt.
No.
Fritz wrote a book.
And I put up a phenomenal poll last night.
Hit the thing.
Did you use the blue chills?
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I'm doing a little Flyers fan on Flyers fan crime here. I don't understand the constant crying every night when they win, as if Danny Briere is just sliding out Sidney Crosby for these last 7 games trying to win. It's the same team that was getting pounded 7-2. They just happen to have Michkov, which is a good thing. When he takes over, you're going to win games. This guy's phenomenal. So unfortunately, you're going to win a couple more games when you have premier talent like Michkov. And Torts getting fired, that's on Torts. You got to protect the players if you're Danny. Torts told Cam York he would bury him if he signed a contract extension. Well, if that's true, then you can't be saying that to a young defenseman who's about to sign a deal here if they can make it work. So Danny had to tell John Tortorella to move on when it was...
Wait, is that true?
Talent everywhere. Yeah, so that's being reported.
Hold on, man. Rhodes is cooking, man.
I am curious if that's a real story.
Yes.
I know you're jumping down my throat today.
That's what's being reported by some of the guys who are on the Spittin' Chicklets pod who are very close with a lot of the players.
Huh. Spittin' Chicklets.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Barstool Hockey Pod. Yeah, it's a big one.
Spittin' Chicklets.
Spittin' Chicklets. Yeah.
That's a pretty good name.
It's a great name. So I guess Flyers fans now want the team to lose so they get a better draft pick, right?
Yeah,
okay.
But I mean,
all right.
They're getting angry, but it's not as if now all of a sudden they're just putting out all these studs trying to win. It's the same team. They're just going to win some games, especially when you do have Mitch Kupp, who's lighting the world off. He might win Rookie of the Year, by the way. He's going to sneak in with less time on ice as everybody because Torts always benched his ass.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to sneak in there and maybe win the best rookie of the year. That should be something you take some pride in. There's talent everywhere. If Danny Briere's a good GM, then he better find talent at 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't give a damn. That's his job. So I think it's a good thing that Mitch Kupp is doing what he's doing.
Yeah, at this point in the rebuild, you can't.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're this point in the year where you're playing teams that are just waiting to get into the playoffs, like, you're going to win some games.
Are you kidding me? These young guys must feel like they got out of a get out of jail free card when they fired Torts. This dude is a tyrant every day coming in there. Yeah, how many of these young guys are looking forward to come and play when he was still the head coach? He's not there anymore. I'm not surprised. I mean, Mitch Kupp is balling. What is it?
Pucking.
Pucking. Yeah, okay. He's pucking.
Pucking
right
it
now.
Up.
Is he's
it
pucking all over the place?
Yeah.
Puck it up. Where the battle get you the sound drop? Yeah. What's he doing over there?
The puck it up thing? No.
We haven't seen battle all week.
Yeah. I haven't seen battle in months.
I'm going to have to make some phone calls. Look at me.
Yeah.
I have to put my foot down.
Yeah. We got to get the puck it up thing. Stones. Well, and because your teacher's pet and he used Rod's little phrase
I
or whatever.
Love it. Hey, timeout. That day that I used it right after your show, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Just filled with puck it up on that screen.
Oh,
puck it up, puck it up. I had to tell people, again, it's not the main story. It's the next question. It's the Ike juice. So it's going to take a while to get these Flyers fans. You know, maybe they took a couple punches in the face back in the day.
Sure,
when they dropped
sure. Yeah.
You know, we're not the smartest. I used to tie my two front teeth to a door trying to look like Bobby Clark when I was 8. I tried for a whole year.
Is that a real story?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you are built different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You tried for a whole year and you failed the entire year?
How do you fail that?
That's a lot of physical pain to put on yourself. It's not easy.
It is, especially as a kid. When are you on WIP again, man. Brooks?
I'm following Jackie Baseball tonight after Final Out.
Nice. Oh, there you go. Okay.
I'll make sure it's extra long.
Hey.
Wow.
Whoa, hey-o. Did you know that Jack wrote a book that you can get at ringthebellbook.com, Brooks? Have you ordered your copy yet? No free ones.
I did know that, and he actually called me to set up the segment today, and the first thing he said is, hey, Jackie Fritz here, writer of Ring the Bell.
Yeah,
that's how he answered the phone.
Yeah, he's promoting whenever he gets a chance to, man.
Jack, you know what you got to do, and Broads, we'll listen to you tonight.
Appreciate it, Broads.
Don't lie to him.
On Twitter. Well, I'm not going to listen, but a lot of other people will. You should. Well, I'm not going to be up listening to WIP. I heard, you know
you
me.
You don't even listen to WIP now.
I don't, because I don't want my takes to be ruined by other people saying them. You got to get a t-shirt that says ringthebellbook.com. That way, when you're on the YouTube, you're always plugging it.
Oh, that's smart a good man. Idea.
And the clips, I was going to say get three of them. You don't need three of them. You'll wear the same thing every day.
Oh, yeah, no problem wearing the same t-shirt.
I'll add this to the sign behind Rhea's thing over there.
Put ringthebellbook.com.
You got to put it up there, brother.
Yeah.
You do.
We're trying to push books.
Yes.
Hey, man. Books aren't going to sell themselves.
No, they're not. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas. What's up?
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen. Let me tell you this real quick, right? This tush-push thing, right? This is why I called up about this tush-push thing, right?
Yeah.
Let me say this, right? I hope they ban the damn thing. Because, you know, I'm tired of it as a crutch, and I'm tired of hearing about it. If you want to ban it, ban it. If you're not, don't ban it. But I tell you, I got news for you, Spike. They ain't going to ban it, son, because, you know, it's an offensive league. You know, all they do is one offense. So, you know, what does a tush-push do, right? It gives you a chance to be back on the field because you get first downs, then you get touchdowns. They just trying to appease the masses by saying that they're really considering a ban. They're going to push it back another year. But it don't matter no way because they're not going to ban A.J. Brown. They're not going to ban Saquon. They're not going to ban that massive offensive line. They're not going to ban Jalen, Devontae Smith, or God, if he's still here. And we're still going to be able to score at will on any team that we play. You understand? Because we are the world champions. You know, see, this is what happens when you become the top dog. Mm. You know what I mean? Elliot Shore Parks probably know that because you just won the inside of the year. So, you know, when you're on top of the mountain, right, they try to clap you down. And in any kind of way, like Sean McVay, he's an overrated coach. You know, and everybody knows it, you know. He called him Boy Wonder my ass. Boy Wonder this. If he was really a Boy Wonder, he would be able to just go into the lab and figure out how to beat Nick Sirianni or Doug Peterson. Anybody that's head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles always seem to shove their foot up his ass, and that's what they do, and they do it every year. So he's trying to figure out ways to try to stop it. I never liked Sean McVay no way. He's a done deal as a coach. And I tell you, he knows he got him on the schedule this year.
Done deal as a coach? What is the attitude of Sean McVay in Philly? He's harmless.
Have we seen the difference between talent on that team and talent on this team as well? I mean, that was an impressive coaching job last year.
It doesn't matter what the talent
is. It does matter.
McVay is overrated. You ever say it to you? Okay, everybody gives you all this praise. Nick Sirianni beats him every time he plays him. You know what he's doing? He's game planning right now. He's trying to get into our head psychologically if we see him again this year. You know what I mean? And you know Saquon, what he did to him two times in a row, and he's going to be a third time this year. And newsflash, McVay, just take your L like a man. No need to go to the higher-up people and try to get the Eagles to stop a play that they've been doing for so many years now. But we don't need it, though. So if you do stop it, fine to you. If you don't, then fine to you, too. Because the thing about it is, it's a repeat this year. You know what I'm saying to you guys?
Repeat!
Roster in football. We are the world champions. And I tell you, I can get on here and run my mouth like this because we are the world champions. And everybody's shooting to take us down. But they're not going to ban it. So all this talk right now, this hoopla about banning it, is all a bunch of garbage. You know what I mean? They're going to try to push it off next year, and it's going to be back next year again. And they ain't going to be able to stop it, just like they can't stop it in years past.
Well, I hope they don't ban it.
This thing, see, this thing, Spike, Ike, and Jack, this thing, you know, this thing started a few years ago. You know, because they seen this was going to be a problem. They tried to get ahead of it before. But see, the thing about it is you can't stop what we're doing no matter what. Those players aren't being banned. You know, the tush push was only used about three times maybe a game. You know what I mean? You know, you get a yard, maybe it's that. This team ain't win the Super Bowl because of a tush push. You know what I mean? You know,
I agree.
They didn't.
I agree.
You know, so, you know, they have talent. You know, they have a good coaching staff. You know, they got a great defensive coordinator. You know, they got a great owner. You know, you're going to duct tape Howie Roseman and put him in the closet during the draft. That's the only way you can stop this team. You know what I'm saying? You take Howie Roseman and put him somewhere.
Howie's earned a lot of respect with the draft.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Yeah. The 3 years before these 3 years never happened. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, you guys, you're going to keep drafting well. Mm-hmm. You're going to keep free agency well.
Yep.
You're going to keep that cap number down. Listen, that's the only way you can stop the Eagles. We are the team of the decade, baby. Team of the decade. Hey, listen, let me ask y'all something. You seen Giannis yesterday?
Yeah.
Giannis, no.
That's a player. See, Spike, that's a player. I wish we had Giannis.
Didn't see him yesterday. What did he do? Did he take a million steps to the basket? I mean, what are we talking about? He's carrying Giannis, all over the place.
Scored 37 Giannis last night.
Cares.
Giannis is taking it.
He won another COVID title, too. His title was COVID, too. LeBron's title was COVID. You got a leading man, Chuck?
For what? I was watching
the
other day, right?
Yeah.
And just funny, it's ironic how Val Kiefer just passed away. I swear to God, I was watching Heat the other day.
Yeah.
And I had looked up Val Kiefer just to see how he's looking now. I do that periodically.
Val.
You know what I mean? Whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, respect. I mean, on the day the guy passes away, it's Kilmer.
Well,
come on.
Well, Mr. Kiefer. Yeah, Kilmer. I was like, look him up. And, you know, he looked totally different, man.
Yeah, he got really sick. He had cancer.
Oh, yeah, he got sick, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Chuck. All right, thank you for the call, Chuck. Well, I mean, on the day the guy passes away, we got to say his name right?
Yeah. Val Kiefer, right?
Val Kiefer. So today at my new home that I haven't moved in yet, I did have my free in-home consultation from Gaida.
How was it?
My windows. There you go. It was great. Sam showed up, and he was like, yeah, you're going to need some new windows. I was like, yeah. And I was like, what about those fancy ones up front, like the curved, like the big one? Like, could you do that one?
He's like, Window bay.
He's like, we could do that one. Those are a little more complicated. I was like, oh. But the good thing with Gaida, right, is they take care of you with the price. They know replacing your drafty windows and doors can be expensive, but it's not at Gaida. They make it easier. First of all, you're going to get the highest quality, expertly installed, energy-efficient windows and doors. But it's going to raise the value of your home. That's what new windows and doors do. It's going to make the home more comfortable. That's what new windows and doors do. It's going to keep your energy bills down. That's what new windows and doors do. And right now, they're going to get you interest-free financing, no money down for 36 months, depending on the size of your project, up to 72 months, which is 6 years of low payments and lower energy bills that make your house just straight up better. And they're going to give you a discount on every single one of their products. So every window, every door, 20% off. There are restrictions. There is a minimum purchase required. Financing is subject to credit approval. What you have to do is do what I did. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. You'll get your free in-home estimate. Or you can just go to GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com. 215-592-9494. Spike in Bristol. You're on WIP. What's up, Spike?
Finally. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. So here's my lead. Well, you told me.
Yep.
Somebody told me. I think it was you, Jack, that I was next. And then two people went before me.
Well,
especially that lunatic
Jack lies.
That you just got done talking.
Yeah,
to.
Jack lies anyway. To everyone and says
just fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
My leading man is Harrison Ford, because that's who I named my youngest of seven sons after.
Oh, that's a great leading man.
And, that's a great one. Goat level.
And,
yeah.
And he is totally the goat. And Air Force One is my favorite.
Ooh,
Harrison Ford
Air Force
movie.
One.
That's a good one.
Underrated movie. I like it.
He was in that new Captain America. Sucked, by the way. He was fine, but that movie was terrible. I went and saw a movie with
Hugh. He was in it?
Yeah, he was the Hulk. He turned into he turned into Red Hulk.
Do you know that Harrison Ford was also in an, I believe, uncredited role about in the Jackie Robinson movie? He was the owner.
Well, he was the owner.
He was
the,
yeah. Yeah, he was
one
of
Branch Rickey.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He I believe he did not get credits for that. Anyway, yeah. That's my big Harrison Ford story,
yeah. Okay.
And Harrison Ford is the man.
He is.
Yeah.
And so I need some Ike juice, really.
Oh, hook him up. He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Buzz level right there, that delay.
Yeah, and so I think I need you to drink a little Ike juice, Ike, because you're getting a little fired up about this thing.
Yeah.
It's the Tush Push, and I love the Tush Push, and I think that the Roger Goodell is a creep, and I think he's just, I don't even have nice words that can be said on the air, so I'm not going to say them. And I don't know why you're being so mean to Broads, because Broads is okay. I talk to him all the time in the dead of the night.
Yeah, he's okay. He's got it out for me. I think Broads is scheming to take my place, and
I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so.
I don't know if he's a team player.
About that. And I don't think that. And I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, my
anyway,
dad. Just
we love,
dad
we love you. And
yep, thank you.
Yes. We used to, and you know what?
What?
It's a bunch of garbage that Flyers fans have any problem with basketball team, okay? Let me tell you, I grew up in a household. I'm one of six kids and four brothers.
Yeah.
My father had TV one game, radio another game, portable TV another game. We were watching three or four games at a time, all of us. Like all the teams. If it's a Philadelphia team, we love them.
Okay. Well, I like that. Yeah. You have the right attitude, unlike Broads. Thank you for the call, Spike. Harrison Ford is top level.
Top level.
Yeah, I mean, he's held that crown for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he played the president in the Captain America movie.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, and then...
I didn't get how he was Hulk Hogan. I mean, he was Hulk.
But he turned into... So I'm not a Marvel Universe guy,
sure.
So I don't know the lore behind all of this. Apparently,
yeah.
Red Hulk.
I'm just wondering how old he is. How's he playing Hulk?
Well, this CGI or whatever, wasn't it?
So he really just used his head.
Yeah, he was normal, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh no. And he turned into Red Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah, that movie was awful. I saw the first Captain America, it was pretty good. This one was not good at all. 215-592-9494. Brady and Redding, you're on WIP. What's up, Brady?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Brady?
What's up, Brady?
Hey, so, yeah, I definitely wanted to join this conversation about, you know, the Eagles, whether or not they're going to be better off or worse off next year.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is, like, an underlying assumption, but I think it's worth saying. I mean, what we're looking at now is an incomplete picture of the team for next year.
That's for sure. Yep.
I'd say the majority of NFL teams right now do look, they have question marks. So they look, you know, like, perhaps, like, worse than they'd be the previous season. And what we do have coming up is, you know, the NFL draft. We have eight picks. And, you know, the past 2 years, Howie's pretty much drafted, like, three starters a year. and, you know, and honestly, good NFL starters at that. I mean, you have, I mean, you know, Q and Coop obviously last year, but then 2 years ago, you even have a Jomo in the seventh. So, I mean, I think that we could really fill holes there. And, I mean, I think the moves that we've even made free agent wise, we haven't had like a huge splash, which would, you know, maybe give us, you know, some confidence, but,
huge splash. We haven't had a,
it's like a ripple.
We're throwing pebbles.
Yeah. I mean, free agency, I've never seen free agency with the Eagles like this. They haven't signed one player that we are sure will be a starter next year. Not one.
Or even on the team.
Yeah, and they lost. Well, and Brady, you make a good point. Just hold on one second, Brady. Brady, hang on one second. You make a good point about the team being incomplete, for sure. If they didn't have so many losses, I would be a little more confident. And as far as free agency goes, everything was bargain bin. Everything was, hey, let's take a shot and see if this works out. There wasn't even a 2 years, $8 million guy. I mean, they lost, they lost what? Isaiah Rodgers was 2 years, eight. Oren Burks walked away for, I think, four and a half or something like that. So it was a weird free agency period for the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, so what's interesting is like the positions that we haven't addressed thus far are actually positions of strength coming up in the NFL draft. Like it is a concern losing both Slay and Rodgers. I could have seen Rodgers, you know, fitting in on the outside, but I mean, we added, you know, Adoree Jackson for at least depth, who I think has a similar ceiling, honestly, as
what's his name?
Rodgers. Adoree Jackson,
Adoree,
cornerback.
Adoree, but yeah.
Yes, yeah, close.
Enough. Honestly, like, yeah. At one point, you know, he's a first round.
Not that
pick.
Close.
Yeah.
I guess he's a guy. He'll definitely be on the team. Give us your leading man, because I want to talk to Ike about the draft real quick. Give us your leading man.
Leading man. Oh, okay, so I'd have Leo. I think he's, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's a huge one. So, it's a huge one.
The best one.
If you look at him in The Departed, it's literally basically him and Matt Damon competing for who's the protagonist of the film, and he comes out on top, in my opinion. And then you have, like, Wolf of Wall Street, Great Gatsby, Shutter Island,
yeah,
The Revenant, which he won for. I mean, I think that he is, for me, at least, like, the leading man.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That, I mean, thank you for the call, Brady. Revenant was great. I mean, Leo's awesome.
Love Revenant, man.
Yeah, that's a good flick.
Yeah.
It's a hard watch, though.
It's a hard watch, yeah.
It's not a watch it twice movie to me.
No?
No, I was exhausted by the end.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Yeah, it's
and
just
it's
a lot.
It's kind of long. It's about 2.5.
Yes.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
And the end, you're like, whew, I don't need it. That was good, but I don't need to do that again. Everyone keeps mentioning the draft. They do have a lot of picks.
Yes.
I'd rather have more picks than less picks. Mm-hmm. I do think we're all counting on, I would guess they're better at drafting now than they were 5 years ago.
Yes. Well, at least recent history tells us that, yes.
But I would hesitate to think we're going to have the same hit rate we've had over the last few years. It'll probably even out a little bit at some point. I mean, it's just like the nature of the draft, even if you're good at it.
And really what it boils down to, where are you missing?
Right.
Right? So we're not in the top 10. You don't want to be missing draft picks up there, right? Because those really impact you.
Yep.
You certainly don't want to miss on your first round pick, but we're at the end of the first round. It's almost like a second round pick. Still good players.
Yep.
Top 100 players are good players. So where the Eagles have been real good at the last three, I'd say really since Devontae's year, right? Was that the year that they started drafting real well? Was Devontae's year?
Yeah, because we're after Rager.
Yeah, so you're looking at the first two or three rounds of every draft since that year, they've been pretty good.
Yep.
And so if you can hit on those and then you sprinkle in, because you're not going to hit on all your picks, but you don't want to miss on your top three rounds to me. Like, and everybody won't be a star that you draft, but if you're getting at least starters out of those guys that are serviceable starters, then to me that you've had a good draft. Because everybody you draft is not going to be a Pro Bowl or an All-Pro player.
Or even guys like Steen who are on the team, rotation guys, end up making the roster.
Fourth round, so that's a quality pick. Now, if he was a first-round pick, we'd feel different about it.
215-592-9494. Convince me Wednesday.
We move up in the draft anyway.
I would think so, too.
I think we use some of the picks to move up to get the best pass rusher.
Well, they don't need a corner because they have Adoree Jackson.
Oh, stop.
Adoree. Adderall.
Yeah. Give the guy. I mean, Adderall. He probably just reads it. He's never heard the guy's name.
Relax.
He was
there,
a
Fritzy.
Former first-round pick who's 29 years old.
But he just got to the team.
He's been in the league for 10 years.
Nah, it's okay to not know a Dory Jackson. Come on.
Out of range.
I don't know how many baseball players I mess up around here.
Yeah, but you're Ike.
Fair point. On Convince Me Wednesday, convince me the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year. Yep. Coming up next, just another great moment in the evolving history of the Dallas Cowboys. That comes up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.